See, Mike, the only difference between giving up and not giving up is if you take her back when she wants to come back. But you can't do anything to make her want to come back. In fact, you can only do stuff to make her not want to come back.
So the only difference is if I forget about her or just pretend to forget about her.
Right, although probably more likely the opposite.
What do you mean?
I mean, at first you're going to pretend to forget about her. You'll not call her, I don't know, whatever. But then eventually, you really will forget about her.
Unless she comes back first.
See, that's the thing, is somehow they know not to come back until you really forget.
Here's the rub.
Here's the rub.
Hello?
Hi, Michael.
Michelle?
Hi, how's it going? It's been a while.
6 months.
How are you doing?
Fine, I guess. How are you?
Good. I think about things.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of things?
You know, us.
I thought you met someone else.
It doesn't matter. I think about you every day.
Really?
I miss you, Mike.
Man, every time I listen to that, that is tough, because I know there's people going through that. Yep, just when you think you, what is it, just when you think you forgot about them, they always come back. Oh, man. Yeah, with a text. Hey. Thank you for listening to Time for a Beer, the podcast that talks about relationships and beers. I'm your host, Edgar Angulo. With me, as always, is my trusty sound guy, Pedro. Welcome back, man. How was EDC? Yeah? Did you have a good time? I bet, man. Well, we missed you last week, man. We had a good little celebration party and did a little recording while we were here. And tasted some beers, man. We had a good old time. Yeah, I know you heard it. You edited it. Thank you for doing that, by the way. But anyways, thank you for listening to the show. And thank you if you're listening to us on iTunes or SoundCloud or Stitcher. Remember, guys, if you guys are on iTunes, please subscribe and give us 5 stars, man. That way we can boost this ranking and get our show out there. And if you're on Stitcher and SoundCloud, please hit that follow button and give us some comments, man. Let us know what you guys think. But thank you for doing that. And if you want to take a look at the beers that we're drinking, feel free to follow us on Instagram. That is Time for a Beer on Instagram. And guess what? We now have a Facebook. That's right, man. You can follow us on Facebook. That is Time for a Beer Podcast. So go ahead and click subscribe on there or follow. And we'll, you know, everything we post on the Instagram will automatically go on there. You'll get the alerts on when the shows are, you know, next shows coming up. So that way you can stay in touch with us or just follow us and hang out with us. Like I said, we had a blast last week. We did a little beer sampling over at a graduation party, and I actually got to meet a couple of new people, man. I met this guy named Ryan, really cool dude. He seemed a little quiet and shy, but man, once he got in front of the mic, he was like, oh man, this beer is this, and I learned a lot from him. So you're gonna listen to some of Ryan's descriptions on the beers. So let me just get right into it, man. This first clip here, or the first part, you're going to listen to, it's going to be Ryan, and then Eric jumps in, and man, I'm going to have to give Eric credit, because he has no idea. I don't even think he knew he was going to get on the mic and talk, but he did it, man. And he's just like me, man. He's a guy that I remember being then, you know, young and just drinking whatever, you know, was put in front of me. But now he's learning about craft beers, and you know, that's, we all got to start somewhere. So you'll hear Eric come in, and then the last person that you'll hear coming in will be Nadia. Yep, we got some beer information out of Nadia today too. So this is episode 7. I do apologize, the sound is loud, but man, we had a good old time. So enjoy.
Hello, Jesse. 1, 2, 3.
You do not need to be that close.
That is why we have it.
You're not supposed to be online already.
Big stay on the loud A.
Wow, you are super loud. Can you hear them?
I think he was on already.
All right. I left it over there. Oops, sorry about that.
That's all right.
Oh, we're going to need one more chair. We're going to need one more chair.
Three, two, one. You ready?
Yes, we are.
I don't want to hear that.
You hear it? You hear us talking? Do you hear the talking?
Yeah, I hear the talking.
I said keep it down.
She's like blown away that there's talking going on.
I am blown away.
All right, so we got the pop stopper here. I see that.
All right, I hear you. I hear you, dude. Yes. Do you hear me?
I hear you.
Give me your name.
Ryan.
Ryan, how you doing, Ryan?
I am doing good, Edgar. How are you?
I'm good, man. You're drinking that mango cart, huh?
I've got mango cart. I've got a Modelo that I feel guilty about not finishing off, so I'm just going to set that here.
I know that Modelo. I don't know, man.
Everything's better with salt, I find, when it comes with the lighter beers like Corona, Modelo. The beer salt, it's a summertime thing. It really, you know, it stretches the party out. It keeps you from getting full too fast. It makes it tolerable, I guess you could say.
All right. So for everybody out there listening right now, we are in the middle of a celebration party. You can hear there's a lot of people in the studio right now. We are all drinking a variety of beers. Well, there's a couple of mango carts. So, okay, you guys want to do a review on the mango carts?
Okay, what am I dealing with? This is a wheat ale. Okay,
yeah,
this is
yeah,
a wheat
yeah.
ale. So this is
that's Golden Road Brewery Summer Ale.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 4.5. I can't even tell.
Very true. Mango
oh, there we
cart.
Go. Give me your name. Give me your name.
My name is Eric.
Give me your name before you jump in.
My name is Eric. Goldenrod.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your name.
It's Eric.
Eric?
Eric.
Eric.
It's mango cart, mango wheat ale. It's very, very, very smooth.
So
if you like a mango taste, you should go with this beer. It has a very smooth mango taste to it.
It's got a lot of mango pop.
I'm a very Mexican drinker of beer with Pacifico.
Tell me, okay, that's what Tecate. I was going to ask you. Tell me about the craft beers. Like, are you into craft beers or are you not? I mean, how much craft beers do you know?
I know a lot of craft beer. This is actually the...
He means crap, by the way,
the fruitiest beer I actually had for about the last 3 years. Very smooth, fruity, but actually tastes very smooth.
Okay.
So it's very good.
Very
good drink for male and female.
Okay, now that's what we talk about on this show. We talk about relationships. Tell me about your relationship status. Where are you at?
Oh, I have a fiance 14 years, and I think this will be a...
Wait, 14 years fiance?
It's like Kurt Russell and what was not... who's Kurt Russell engaged?
Overboard?
Yeah, what's
that girl? Yeah.
Goldie Hawn.
Same thing. That's what you guys got
That's
going
what they
on.
Got going on. No point in getting married. It's just, if they got that going, it works. It's just
comfortable. I don't think I'm ready to give her half of everything.
Oh my God, you do not want to say that. That is not how you want to start this, dude. But okay, so you've been 14 years with her,
14
right?
years, comfortable, yeah, everything's good. I mean, life's good.
You need to get closer to your mic here, because
very true.
You can get right to that pop.
Use that pop stopper.
Yeah, look at this guy. And I'm sorry, what was your name again? Because you sound like you've done this before.
I'm just a techie, so I know this stuff. My name's Ryan.
Ryan, okay.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, tell me about your status. What are you single, married? What's the deal?
Married now, going on 12 years. Got two girls. One is 2, the other one is 7.
Okay.
And
then what kind of a... Are you a craft beer guy? Or are you just a regular beer?
You know, I got to quote my dad. He always used to say, no matter how much you enjoy the craft beers, don't become a beer snob.
We don't want to be beer snobs on this show here.
So no, I enjoy definitely. I will definitely enjoy the microbrews.
Okay.
And I will do everything up to a porter.
You don't like ports?
Oh, port.
You know, really?
With the stouts, it's one thing. With the porters, the head, it's like sorcery. The head stays way too long.
The head is what scares you.
Yeah, it stays way too long. Like, that's just ridiculous. The head shouldn't stay when you're, like, down to, like, the last quarter of your glass. Like, it's just ridiculous. It's like, come on.
All right. Okay. No, I will give you that. I mean, I've never thought about that, but hey.
It's way too long. The porters, I don't know who came up with that, but it's like, come on. We don't have that.
If the head bothers you.
Remember, the head.
Okay, there you go. If the head bothers you, then you know we can just
we all see
now. You guys are gonna have a little distraction here as Jen sits here and just watches us do this. So, like, guys, I just want to tell everybody right now, we're having a celebration party for my sister.
Yes.
Who just graduated from USC.
Congratulations.
Yes. So what we're doing right now, in all three of us have a mango cart in front of us. It's golden. Yeah, this is Golden Roads Mango Cart. This is their summer beer.
Very smooth. Very mangoly.
There's a lot of mango, huh? Can
yeah,
you taste that?
Yes.
Yeah. I will say, this is Ryan. For my personal preference, it is a little on the fruity side.
I agree.
But the finish is dry. I do like the fact that the finish is dry. It's not overly sweet. You do have the hints of mango while you're. Hints is an understatement. I should say it's blatant. It's blatant mango. But it finishes crisp. It doesn't linger in your mouth like other beers do. So I would say it does finish clean and crisp.
Now, would you be able to drink these like just what they come in a 6-pack? And would you just sit there and drink these, or
even though it's 4%, it feels heavy.
Does it really?
Yeah, to me, it feels heavy. I feel like this would be maybe like a 2 beer, maybe 3, and I would start feeling stomach full.
And then you move into something else?
Yeah, before I fart. Before you started moving like better on to things, I feel like this would make me stomach full before I actually got a good buzz going.
Okay.
So I would say that this is something, for a summer beer, it's a little heavy for me.
All right.
To be marketed as a summer beer.
Now, for everybody out there, I will have to apologize that the sound is... There's a lot of people in this room right now. We got how many people in here?
Yay!
So we do apologize for the sound, but we do have two gentlemen here. One is how long in the relationship? Or wait, the engagement's 18 years?
14,
how long is it? 14 years? You've been engaged for 14 years.
13 years.
13 years. So you know I'm going to pick on you.
It's all right.
I want to know why you've been engaged.
He's only like 22 years old.
You're 22 years old.
No, he's not 22.
But all right.
You're 22 years old. I'm Kurt Russell.
All right. For those of you that were listening, that is T. And if you guys listen to episode 3, that is T, who is in the house today.
T's in the house.
T is in the house.
Yes, sir. He's in the house.
And we are going to question you and ask you, why have you been engaged for 13 years? This is a part where we talk about relationships. Why?
There's nothing. There is no why. It's just I'm happy and we haven't found the right date and we've just been having fun with each other.
She's put up with you for 13 years because you haven't found the right date.
We haven't found the right time. I have a stepdaughter and a real daughter.
Yeah.
So we have two kids and we've been busy with them and we just haven't found the right time to actually put both of us first before them and to make the right date.
I will say I'm going to jump in here.
Go ahead. Jump in and help. Well do you know this guy? How do you know him?
We're, I guess what you would call dance dads.
Dance dads. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, Vidal can speak to that. But, yeah, we're... So, I've known Eric for a number of years, and I can say from a first-hand experience that their relationship to me feels very organic. And it doesn't feel like it's, it feels natural. It feels like they're already married. It doesn't feel like...
Why not just close the deal, brother?
You know, I get reminded about... This, I'm obsessed with memes, by the way. So I did see this meme, and I will say I did see this meme, and it cracked me up because it says, "I love you so much, I want to get the government involved to let you never leave me."
Oh. look at T bringing you a chair there. T's hooking you up. Now you feel comfortable, man.
Thank you. Yes.
There you go.
I'm doing more than what Pedro would do.
Oh, look at that. No, you need to get closer, T. Right there.
Sorry, Pedro, but I'm actually doing more than what you would do for a guest. But
for those of you, Pedro is not in the house. Why is it that we always do this when Pedro's not here?
Pedro's not here.
Yeah, for you guys, if you listen to the show, we have a sound guy that handles all of our sounds and... we're probably our highs. You probably
I feel like I'm clipping. Yeah.
Are you clipping? Yeah. Let me lower you guys down a little bit.
That's a lot better.
All right. Yeah. I mean, we are like way off the charts here. Come on, Nadia. Get in here, Nadia.
Get on in.
Have you guys met Nadia?
No.
Okay. So Nadia.
I'm Ryan.
Is
I'm
our.
Eric.
This is okay. So Nadia handles my Instagram.
Okay.
And she's the one that takes care of all of our pictures, and she handles all of our craft beers that are. all our ports.
I feel like I should follow you on Instagram. What's your Instagram?
I know. You're on the show already. I know. You're like, hold on. Let me look for you.
I'm being shitty here. Sorry.
No, no, no. It's all right.
All right. What's your handle?
Okay. So you're on Time for a Beer.
Time for a Beer?
Yes. Oh, look. There's Jenny, too. Now, we have a full house here.
Okay. Time for a Beer.
Look. There's Duran. Duran's in the house. All right. So Nadia here, okay, if you guys have not checked out any of the stouts, are you guys stouts guys?
I can do a stout.
You can do a stout?
Yeah, I can.
Are
do
you
stout.
More IPA?
I'm an IPA fanatic.
Are you an IPA fanatic?
In the worst way.
No.
I'm everything fanatic. I could go any beer as long as it tastes good.
Yeah. I got like three Time for a Beers. I don't know which one to choose from here.
Nadia, help him out. Okay, I got a beer. Finish that one. I got one. Once you get him on...
I feel like this is wine. If you need me to pour this out, I'll be more...
I know, isn't that... Yeah, I know. Like, are you done with that?
Yeah, because I don't want to like get too...
If you're done with that, we can move on to another one.
Yeah, let's...
That one... It's too sweet.
It'll cloud my judgment. I don't want to cloud...
It's too sweet.
I don't want to cloud my
judgment. Yeah, this guy's an IPA guy. He's not one of these sweet beers.
It's too sweet.
And I'm certainly not throwing in the towel. I just need to
move on. No. I understand. I totally understand. Okay. Hey, look, my dad's in the house. Look, guys, that's my dad over there.
Hello, Dad.
So Vidal's pouring you one of his favorites here.
Okay.
So this is my
baseline. This is like when you do a hypothesis, you have a control. This is my control.
And you are. I'm going to tell you right now. You gave him. You can keep that one.
Okay. What do we got here?
Yeah. Check this out. I want you to read that.
This is Chapman Crafted Beer. My Happy Place. This is. Whoa, Jesus Christ! This is 6.9.
He's 6 feet all like. Whoa. Come on. He's like whoa.
Okay, Chapman Crafted. This is, I'm going to assume this is Chapman because of the street. I used to work in Orange County.
Yeah, it's Chapman. Orange County. This is Orange County's brewery.
Chapman.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Believe it or not.
Off the 55, Chapman.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Despise my potty mouth, I used to work at a Christian bookstore called the Lighthouse Christian Bookstore off Chapman Avenue in Orange County. Okay. Let me have a taste here.
I'm gonna ask for a little switch up here.
Oh my goodness, this is.
I'm gonna ask. Yeah, I'm gonna pull Nadia into this one because she's got this dialed in.
This is hoppy as all get out.
Oh, it's a hoppy beer.
Oh my goodness.
So now you're tasting. This is like, and like I said, this is Chapman's Brewery. This is my happy place. This is their beer.
I literally smell the color green when I'm sniffing this.
So before you take a sip, I know you want. What are you smelling?
I am smelling hops.
There's a lot of hops. It's a hoppy beer.
Is very overwhelming.
Yes, it is. Now,
my thought process is with this amount of hops, my thought process is the finish going to be dry, and I want it to be dry because if it's overly hoppy in the aftertaste, that's a.
Is that a no for you?
Yeah,
because there's a little bit of a bite on that one.
I don't mind the bite. It's the finish. It's like a Cabernet Sauvignon wine.
Before you taste that, Nadia, can you take a swig of that? Because I. Nadia's our connoisseur here.
It is a hoppy beer.
Yeah. Oh, you want to get closer to that? You want to talk into that?
I heard it.
Come on, can you get this guy?
I take issue with the IBU because it's on a scale of 0 to 1.
Oh, you need to get closer to that, Nadia.
So this one says 80.
I know. You take issues with that, huh?
Interestingly, this one is pretty on point, in my opinion.
Okay.
But typically, all the other beers I've been trying that are IPAs,
yeah, those do close.
They'll say a 32 out of 120.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's not as mild as you think it will be. All
right, so try it.
Okay.
He says he's an IPA guy.
So the IBUs are the International Bitter.
I agree with you. Yes, I agree with you on the IBUs.
I don't trust it all the time. So most people tend to not like bitter beers. Like, I know they don't. And so they get scared when they see an 80 or a 90 or a 110. It's like, no. Give it a shot. That's probably a wrong scale.
All right. Nadia, can you switch seats with this guy? Get the UCLA guy right here. Yeah, I'm on. Yes, hold on here. Because I like what she's saying about the IBUs because I think she's on point about it.
I do have to give him points for bravery because
he has no idea. He stepped up.
It's literally like walking into a Black Panther party with like the wrong gear.
Wakanda. Wait, what is it? Wakanda.
Yeah. Forever.
All right, we're going to need you to switch out with Nadia here because she's on point with these IBUs because I agree with you. What do you think?
It does have a lot of bite for what it's advertised.
I told you it had a lot of bite at the end.
It has a lot of bite.
Well, I think it's because of the content. Yeah,
the finish to me is a little busy. This is definitely not a summertime beer. This is a winter beer for me.
Okay, I like that. No. Yeah. What would you pair that with?
Mmm. I definitely wouldn't pair this with red meat. This would be something I'd pair with chicken.
Okay.
Maybe salmon. But this is so heavy that the food that you're eating, you want it to be light.
It is a heavy beer. Look at it right out of the can. Yeah, you want it to be light. Right out of the can.
I would pair this with fish or maybe chicken.
My bad.
Yeah, all right. With this
can you give Nadia your seat? Because I got to hear what she has to say about this. Can you switch her? Nadia, please. See if you agree with him. Can you hear him?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, you're going to have to get really really close to that mic and tell us, what do you think? This is the, and you know what? My happy place, okay? This is by Chapman Brewing Company. I mean, 6.9 IPA. I think it's okay.
No.
I mean, it's $18.99 for a four-pack.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
Did you buy it at a liquor store or at the brewery itself?
It's at a liquor store, so I'm curious to what it's at a brewery.
It depends. Some of them hike it up, some of them keep
it straight. They hike it up a lot. Okay, so tell me, guys.
That's a lot of money for $18.99 for a four-pack? Good Lord.
Can you tell my liquor store, he likes us. So he hooks us up a lot.
Wow. Yeah, this is maybe, you know, I'm staying in.
Oh, definitely.
And I'm having maybe two.
Oh, yeah. That's why a four-pack is enough.
Yeah, two at the most. I mean, if you're going three or four, you're just being ridiculous. Because this is bitey. I mean,
it has a lot of bite.
Yeah, it is. I'm not with the... It's real busy on the aftertaste. It's really busy.
Nadia,
there's a lot going on.
Nadia, we've talked about you on the show here. We've, I think Vidal mentioned you. Yeah. We've all mentioned you on the show because you are what we consider a true beer connoisseur here. Or a beer snob. Would you consider yourself a beer snob?
Not at all.
No.
I'm not. See, okay. So I'm a gorda. I love to eat.
Stop it.
No. I mean it. And what's interesting is that right now we're in this millennial issue of how they're kind of they're kind of calling the authority on how we entertain ourselves. Food, booze, socializing, bar scene, all that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Foodie seems to be a big word that a lot of people want to affiliate themselves with. And same with connoisseur. I'm the moracha. I just want a drink. And I want a good beer. And I'm EOP, I'm Equal Opportunities Program on beers.
So I will say, if I had to compare this with... that bass is really coming through.
Wow, that bass is coming away from the door. Loud, yeah. We'll close that door.
Okay, so if I had to compare this with a beer that I've had probably within the last 6 months, if you go to California Adventure, they actually have a really nice selection of microbrews. And they have a beer that's probably, I would say, probably not quite on par with in terms of the IBUs and the alcohol volume. But they have a beer called Aurora Hopialis.
Okay.
And it is hoppy as all get out. I mean, it is bitey, but it's kind of one of those things where you have to take it into context. So like this beer, as much as I'm bitching about like certain things I don't like about it, if I'm surrounded by, you know, 30,000 people and people that are screaming and bumping into me and I'm at Disneyland,
yeah,
this might be the beer for me.
Well, that is loud.
Yeah, that is really coming through.
So when I go to Disneyland, I usually drink the Red Trolley.
I love Red Trolley, by the way.
We had some Red Trolley here. Yeah. I have one in here if you guys want to open it. But we all know. You know the Red Trolley.
Yeah,
I love Red Ales.
Yeah.
If you love Jeremiah Red, you're going to love the Red Trolley. It's an unspoken thing. I mean, it's really a no-brainer.
Did you guys have the El Segundo?
I have no idea what you're talking about, and I'm not ashamed to admit that.
You did not try the El Segundo, huh?
No. Is that a Carl Strauss?
It is.
Really?
Nadia, you want to...
No, the Red Trolley is a Red Carl Strauss.
Yeah, I'm just...
El Segundo is another brewery.
Oh, it's another brewery.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, you're not even done with yours.
Oh, heck no.
Okay.
This is like wine. I don't want to get sloppy on you.
Is that the Chapman?
This is the...
That's the Chapman he's drinking.
Yeah, this is the Chapman.
That's bitter.
It's very... Not when you drink... There's a lot of bite.
Yeah. If you want to. If you want to go ahead and, yeah. I'm treating this like wine. I don't want to be pounding.
You're like, no. I understand.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
All right, so you guys can hear. We're opening up a red trolley for Nadia and myself because you're still working on that Chapman.
Yeah.
Look at this. I'll give you that.
A splash.
A splash?
I'm Nadia. A designated driver tonight.
Oh, Nadia.
That's it. That's good. That's good. One finger. Not four.
Oh, I think that's the first time I hear a girl tell me one finger's fine. I'm going to leave that one on the show here.
Literally, that's what she said. Yeah, literally. Yeah.
One finger, guys. Not one finger is fine.
Literally, that's what she said.
And for those of you guys, Mo is sitting right there. And if you're following Nadia, here's to getting lucky.
Here's to getting lucky.
Here's to getting lucky is her hashtag that tells her husband, I better get laid tonight. Yeah, there it is. Nadia, here you go. Salud. So we are drinking the red trolley. Ooh, I like this. So this is Carl Strauss. Have you had this? You've had this.
Oh, yes, I've had it.
Yeah, so you've had this.
Plenty of times.
You want to read it?
Sure.
Read it for us while you enjoy that one.
While I enjoy the ridiculously hoppy other beer. this is a mid-sized brewing company of. Oh, this was 20-pound mid-sized brewing company of the year. I did not know that. Red Trolley sits on the standard for Irish. Oh, I should note that this is very much like an Irish red. Yes, that is notable. Red Trolley sets the standard for the Irish red. Each batch. This multi award-winning beer is brewed with a half ton of caramelized malts for a deep copper color and a toffee flavor. After adding the perfect mix of hops and balance, this brew is well fermented. By the way, it's probably bottom fermented to bring out the hints of raisins. Oh, that's new. Raisins,
wow.
And currants.
There is a lot of description in that
it
beer.
It is time,
huh?
To take this trolley for a ride.
All right, man. So you've been sitting here on our round table. How long have you been married?
Oh, we are going on, this will be 12 years.
12 years.
We had 10 years, and then when we hit 11, ironically, you know, we didn't do anything for the 10 year, which I felt was like a milestone, but 11, we went to Iceland. So that was like a huge thing for the kids and I. Yeah, that was pretty epic.
All right, so.
RyanWalver.com, by the way. It's R-Y-A-N.
Yeah. No, definitely.
Yeah, RyanWalver.com. When you go to my website, you can see the video from Iceland. It was epic.
Nice. Now, tell me, how do you know our producer? Our producer, she graduated with her master's. That is why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know her?
I know her through my wife, which through Impact Dance Academy. My two daughters both dance there.
Okay.
My two-year-old just started, but my seven-year-old Ashley, she's been dancing since she was two, joined the competition team, I believe, the same time as Ava. And been doing this is our second season now, so we're in it.
And when you came over today, did you think you were going to be recording for a podcast?
No, this is amazing. I want to be here like every day now. This is I do
welcome to the bunker, man. Yeah. Welcome to the bunker.
I do photography on the side with videography, and that's, you know, part of my, you know, thing with Impact. That's some stuff that I do for the studio. I do video and photos for them. I also do stuff on my own. But yeah, this is great.
Now you know, Now you know my sister, okay? Because okay, everybody, for those of you that don't know, my sister is the producer of the show.
Oh, really?
Yes. And so she said, you better have your system set up. Once everybody is like drunk, then you need to bring out your beers and have them talk about it. That was what she said.
All right.
And she said, you better have Nadia on there talking about all the beers that she brought. Because Nadia brought, I don't know if you didn't try any of the beers that she brought.
I don't believe
so. Okay, so if I'm fumbling my words, you're going to have to forgive me because it's her fault. She brought some 8.5s that were delicious.
I did have a stone when I got here, but forgive me. I don't remember which one it was.
Okay. No, it was just a regular stone IPA. It doesn't even matter, man.
Yeah, it was
doesn't even scratch the surface.
Yeah, nothing to write home about.
Right.
No. But
Stone is awesome.
I know. Okay, I'm
Stone
sorry.
Awesome.
Okay.
No, Stone is good. Don't get me wrong.
Let's get into the Stone. Let's talk about
like,
some Stone.
I feel like I'm clipping again.
Are you clipping?
Yeah.
All right. I'll fix that right now, man. Talk. Give me some.
Test one, two.
There you go. You good?
A little bit. Dial it down. There we go.
There you go.
That's much better.
It's the background, man. It's the DJ's cranking. Now, I was supposed to do this earlier, but I got caught up in the DJ system and everything. And
how did that work out?
He went and changed and became Bumblebee.
Oh, okay.
And so he's like, take over for me, and next thing you know, here we are.
Okay, I did see that. I saw my wife showed me a picture of that. There was Bumblebee.
So, Nadia, what do you think of the red trolley?
That's a classic standard go-to red.
You're gonna have to get really close to it.
I think it's a standard classic red ale, especially I'm biased because I'm a LA girl and a SoCal girl.
You're gonna have to kiss that mic there, kiss that pop there. Come on, girl, get can you come over here and tell her to get right close to the tip? Get right close to the tip. Don't be shy, girl.
Don't be shy. In front of it.
Oh.
I need some inspiration, my love.
Oh, Mo's over there quiet now. He's shy.
Andale, papi chulo.
Oh, wow. Here's to getting lucky.
So honestly, it's a memorable beer for me, honestly, because I'm here with my one and only. Hey. I dragged him to a conference in San Diego.
Wow, hold on. What's going on? Are you all right? Everything okay over there?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were still
there. She just opened the door wide open.
Come on, let's go. I didn't realize you were still recording.
Oh my God. We'll be right out. Don't worry, we'll be right out. All right, we got like 4 more minutes, and then I'll bring in another group. Okay. If you want to be part of the next group, feel free.
No, my girls are. It's about way past their bedtime, so yeah, I'll probably be signing off after this. But
dude, you're welcome to come back on.
Please, I enjoyed being here. Thank you.
We sample beers all the time. I mean, you've seen our selection. Theo Eddie, how you doing?
Oh, hold on.
It's good to see you, man.
Continue on.
We're recording right now, but I'll talk to you soon. My uncle just walked by, who's a huge inspiration to the shit I do. That's the man to blame right there.
I do see a bunk bed. Who's sleeping?
We call this a bunker. I sleep over there, and my oldest sleeps over here.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And then usually when I record out in this corner, and then Pedro sits right there where that guy is. So
hello, that guy.
For those of you wondering who Pedro is.
I'm Ryan, by the way.
And then I record from there.
Oh, okay.
And today it's just we're raw. This is like first date kind of like
interview.
No, I would say more like first date sex.
Oh, okay.
Break it in.
Tinder.
See, you said ginger. Tinder. She said break it in. There's like, wow.
I was thinking Tinder, but yeah, maybe it's
okay. You're like really sensual and like shy. Would you like to explain? Okay, tell us about your first date. I just saw you make a little hand motion about pounding it. Come on now. Nadia.
What's our first date?
Nadia, everybody wants to know about you and Mo. How did you guys meet?
My sister.
You guys met through your sister?
At Target.
What, Target?
They work together.
And how long have you guys been together?
19 years this November.
Nadia, you're really going to have to get close to that mic because you sound like Vidal. I'm sorry, like T on episode 3. You need to speak up, girl. Tell us how long you guys known each other.
We've known each other probably 20 years. I'm about to turn 42, so he met me when I was
21. Whoa, Nadia, you don't need to tell us that.
I'm happy to be old.
Atta girl.
I don't have to be nice to anybody.
Atta girl. I love that. And how old are you, dude?
No, she's not.
How old are you?
Sorry, I spaced out there.
He's still drinking that beer.
Yeah, I'm still drinking this beer. It's very heavy. 36. Going on
37.
That'll be 37 in August.
August what?
August 7th. Leo.
7th? Leo. I'm a true Leo. He's a wannabe Leo.
Damn, Mo. You're getting just thrown under the bus. He's like, give me a mic. I'm going to talk shit right now.
I love you, Gal.
Yeah, here's to getting lucky. No, seriously, man. thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
I mean, if you want to stick around, we're going to do another round after this. Nadia, I mean, we got some other beers. You know we got other beers.
I would love to stick around, but I know for a fact that my wife's probably going to be extremely pissed at me by the time
Where
I
is your now. Wife? No, dude, your wife was over here videotaping you. She's like, wait a minute, is he on a show right now? Like, freaking out, like going, wait a minute. Yes, she was, dude. She was taking video.
Really?
Yes, she was.
Eric's
yes.
like, I don't know what you're talking about.
You keep looking at him. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about, dude. I like beer. Yeah. That's that guy. But, okay, one last question here for both of you guys. Sure. I want to know what kind of experience do you guys have with craft beers? Like, how long have you been drinking it? What would you say your favorite beer is? We'll end it at that.
Oh, that is a very good question. Okay, so
Hold on. Door open.
Yeah, door open. Let's wait until the door closes.
He did not close it. Oh,
he's got a tail.
Thank you, Mo.
Okay. You want to go first?
Okay. After you, Mike.
So for me, I have it's sort of a mix. So for me, like I said, we talk about seasonal beers. So my go-to beer for the everyday occasion, when I come home from work, things like that, I'm never gonna turn down a Stella Artois. That's just, to me, it's one of the purest, you know, clean beers, especially when you've just gotten off work and you just want to, you know, just sort of relax and have a nice beer. You can't beat that. If we had to talk about beers from a craft standpoint, you know, I'm always going to lean towards the Stones. I feel like the Stones are really, you know, near and dear, especially the delicious IPAs. You know, if I had to pick one.
Sorry, that's me making noise.
I see that. He's moving all over the place here. I would say delicious IPA is probably one of my favorites. You know, in terms of IPAs.
So you're an IPA guy.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But if we had to talk about everyday beers, you can't go wrong with a Stella Artois. I even have the chalice that goes with it.
See, you're killing me with the Stella, because that's not our forte on this show.
No, it's...
Nadia, would you agree?
But you have to appreciate Stella for what it is. Stella is actually brewed with extremely, extremely amounts of clear water from where it's brewed from. It's brewed from... And the ironic thing is that it's brewed in Belgium, but the name itself is actually French. Stella Artois is actually French, but it's actually brewed in Belgium, but the water source that it comes from is it's one of the purest forms of water. It's a Pilsner.
See, now we're putting you on the spot with the how much you know about beer. Yeah. No, it's cool. It's totally cool.
For a Pilsner, it is extremely clean, and I love it, and it'll always be near and dear to my heart. I know I'm an IPA guy, but when it comes to everyday beers, Stella Artois is always, you know, I grew up on, you know, I would say if we had to go into lagers, I would say Sam Adams.
Okay. Nadia, take it away.
Okay, so I'm not going to talk about a craft beer. I'm going to talk about my favorite go-to beer, everyday beer.
Go ahead. Get really close to that mic and tell us.
From Shiner, Texas, Shiner Bock.
Really?
It's a great beer. A lot of people are intimidated by it because it's a brown bottle with a yellow label, nothing flashy. But it's an honest, true beer that is a Bock style. It's got a rich caramelly color, but the flavor is so light that people that typically would drink a Bud Light or even a Coors Light, it would scare them. But when they try it, they're like, oh shoot, that's actually a really good, smooth, solid beer that you could drink every day throughout the day.
And you're fine.
And it's got probably a subtle caramelly note to it, but it's a great beer. How much is it?
He's gone.
Alcohol.
Your husband's gone.
I think it's about a 4.7% ABV. It's just a solid beer, and my dad is the one that turned me on to Bock beer.
There it is.
So everyday beer, I don't know if it's a craft beer, I don't think it is, but it's a solid beer that recently the millennials just discovered, so now you can find it more readily at Target, big box markets.
What's the name of that beer?
Shiner Bock.
Shiner Bock.
It's a beer from Shiner. They make various styles of beers. But
have you had that beer?
I've had that beer in Amarillo, Texas. I was at a bar, and the bartender told me, she said, hey, do you want to order some more beers? Happy hour is getting ready to end. And I said,
I don't know, I got one beer here. How many do I, maybe another beer? And I looked around and I noticed that everybody had like five or six beers in front of them. And I go, well, what, how much is happy hour? It's like, they're dollar beers for Shiner Bock.
Oh.
Literally only for Shiner Bock. And I'm like, okay, I'll take 27 of them. And she was only able to give me six, but it was just the idea that that's how good it was.
All right, man. Well, I know you got to go. You need to pound that one.
Yeah, my wife's already giving me
the eye. Yeah, she's already giving you the eye. So who are we getting on here next? Who's next? We got Mo de la Puente coming in next. No. You're taking this spot right here, buddy. You're taking this guy's spot.
I'm going to go ahead and sign off. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thank you.
All right.
Nice meeting you, Ryan.
Wait, you're leaving too? No, you're not. You're sitting right here. I got some questions for you guys. Oh, you don't have to pound that, bro. Enjoy it, man.
I'm already getting yelled at. I can already tell.
You're already getting yelled at?
Thank you for having me.
Oh, man. Thank you, Ryan, for coming out and hanging out on that day. And appreciate your time on the here in our little round table talking about beers and talking about the Mango Cart, Red Trolley, and Chapman. Also want to thank Eric for, just being brave, man. Not really knowing that much about craft beers, but still giving it a shot and telling us about the Mango Cart, man. I appreciate that. And, you know, I was blown away by the 13 years engaged, but... now that I think about it, man, you guys, if it works for you guys, then don't worry about what other people think or say, man. If it works for you guys in a relationship and your relationship is good and it's going strong, then fucking A, man. Cheers to you. That's awesome. And then also a special thanks to Nadia for sitting down with us and giving us her insights and on these craft beers, man. I appreciate that, Nadia. I really do. And I hope to have you guys back on the show with less noise and less feedback and less yelling, but I'm glad that you guys came out, and I'm really happy that you guys sat down with me and, you know, basically gave me your perspective on what you guys like. That's all I have for today. There is another part of the show that we will be coming out with later on. We did have some technical issues. We had one of the microphones break on us, and something that created something with the sound, and we lost two of our mics, two out of the three mics that we had. So we are working on trying to figure out how to get that sound up, and if we can make it work, we will post it. If not, then I do apologize to Greg and Keith. I'm gonna have to ask you guys, if I can't get that segment to come, you know, to get the sound up on it, I'm going to need you guys to come back. I'm sure you don't mind. But once again, thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for following us on Instagram. And like I said earlier, you can now follow us on Facebook. It is Time for a Beer Podcast. Thanks for following us on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. I try to do it without the dog barking, and she likes to get into the sounds. Everybody, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you guys real soon. Bye-bye now.